Life Audio.
Welcome to Crosswalk the Devotional. We're glad to have you listening with us. Today's topic is about leaning in, looking ahead, and waiting. We'll be right back with the devotional after a brief message from one of our sponsors.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Lean In, written and read by Annie Yorty. James chapter 4, verse 8a. Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. Jake's massive weight almost knocked me over. The gentle giant, an English Mastiff, pressed hard against my legs as I stood talking with his owner. "He's really taken a shine to you," she remarked as I stumbled back, trying to counterbalance the 200-plus pounds pushing against me. I've noticed the same interesting behavior in my furry beast Labradoodle. When I rise in the morning, Misha prances to my side, pressing the length of his body against my legs dangling off the bed. As I sit at the table for lunch, he sidles up, inclining his long, warm body against my thigh. If I'm standing at the front door chatting with visitors, he leans in hard against my hip. Thankfully, Misha weighs only 50 pounds. Comfortable with the contact, Misha simply leans in, looking ahead, waiting. If I fail to notice him within a moment or two, he twists his head around to implore me with round poodle eyes charmingly obscured by bushy black eyebrows. Inevitably, my hand will drift down to him, tussling soft floppy ears or scratching his skinny poodle rump. His satisfaction palpable, Misha leans in harder. Canine experts say dogs press against their humans for a variety of reasons. Anxious dogs come close to feel more protected and secure. Playful pups lean in to reciprocate love when receiving treats or attention. But most dogs simply crave human nearness. They revel in the touch of their master. I believe we may have something to learn from our furry friends. Are we most like the anxious dog, waiting until we're at our wits' end before we turn to God? Do we try to withstand the stress of life by reliance on ourselves? Eventually, the pressure drives us to lean into Him for help, security, and provision. Of course, we can and should sprint to God during times of struggle the moment we realize our need. The Bible is clear that God stands ready to supply anyone who cries out to Him. He gives strength to the weary, and to the one who lacks might, He increases power. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29. Perhaps like the second dog, we only notice God when He gives a blessing. We flit through our days, distracted by busyness, not thinking much about God until He captures our attention with a treat. Finally, sensing His care, we move back in to offer thanks and express love to Him. But shouldn't we be more like Misha, not waiting for a crisis to force us or enticement to draw us to our Master's side? In Proverbs, God warns us what not to lean on, our own understanding. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths straight. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 to 6. Leaning on ourselves proves completely unreliable, throwing us constantly off balance. This verse also instructs us to lean on God in all our ways, every day, constantly, not just when we run dry and need something. What if we pressed into God morning, noon, and night, sticking close to His side whenever He moves? So close that God's presence, His touch, is unmistakable. Perhaps if we stayed near perpetually, we wouldn't get so worn out and discouraged by the cares of life. There's something else we can learn from Misha. He doesn't know the meaning of shame. Just a minute after gulping down one of my socks for the umpteenth time, he butts into my irritation with a cold, wet nose, seeking my unconditional love. But when we have strayed into sin, we often distance ourselves from God. We wonder if He will forgive us, if He will still love us. Like Misha, I crave my Master's presence, His touch. When I draw near to Him, I feel His guidance, His strength, His love. His hand upon me, I am secure. God's simple command given through Jesus to His first disciples is, "Follow me," Matthew chapter 4, verse 19. Stick close, lean in. He is all we need. Intersecting faith and life. What things or circumstances prevent you from staying close to God? How can you intentionally come into God's presence? For further reading, check out James chapter 4, verses 6 to 10.
Hey listeners, thanks for joining us for the crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
Have you ever attempted to read the entire Bible? Did you do it, or did you only make it part way? I'm John Stonge, and I host a podcast that will make it possible for you to make it through the entire Bible, one chapter at a time. I've been hosting the Chapter a Day audio Bible podcast since 2015, and every single day of the week, I read one chapter of Scripture, then follow that up with a time of prayer. And if you're looking for daily insights and inspiration directly from God's Word, I hope you'll give the Chapter a Day audio Bible a listen. You can find it at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.